Authorities in Saudi Arabia say they've killed one of Al-Qaeda's ideological leaders. Saudi officials say the man was killed in Riyadh in a heavy exchange of gunfire that also left a policeman dead. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on the Saudis' latest efforts to eliminate the threat from their own country's extremists.
Saudi officials say yesterday's gun battle in Riyadh left one of the most dangerous suspects in the region dead. With the slaying of Abdullah al-Rashid, the Interior Ministry now says that at least half of Saudi Arabia's 26 most wanted militants have either been killed or captured. Mohsen al-Awaji is a reformist cleric who has been mediating between the militants and the government. He says while Rashid was not the most influential ideologue, he had issued a number of fatwas justifying the murder of Westerners living in Saudi Arabia.
The one who was killed was one of the religious group justifying the violence for these militants from the religious point of view.
Awaji says the day's events represent a substantial setback for the group. According to Awaji, three other influential figures in the cell are considering handing themselves over to authorities. A royal amnesty for militants was decreed last week. But Omar Bagour, an analyst and economics professor at King Abdulaziz University, says the one-month amnesty offer is meant to appease the extremists and is ill-advised.
A royal amnesty in my book is a retreat. I think it's, so to speak, playing favors to the fundamentalists. I think with all the deeds that they have done over the last year and a half and 2 years, they are criminals by every definition. But that's the position the government is taking.
Bagour says the Saudi royal family has, in fact, enabled the rise of the very militancy it now seeks to destroy. But Bagour says the House of Saud may not yet see the elimination of radical fundamentalists as in their best interests.
I think the royals feel more comfortable, be honest with you, with the fundamentalists. They still think that they can satisfy a good portion of the demands of the fundamentalists and retain a good portion of absolute power.
Authorities say they discovered a safe house in yesterday's raid, where police say they seized a large cache of arms and explosives. Some analysts believe the intensified effort to crack down on those behind a series of hostage takings, car bombings, shootings, and most recently, the beheading of American Paul Johnson, has seriously damaged the group's capability. Jamal Khashoggi is an expert on Afghanistan militants, many of whom hail from Saudi Arabia. He says the worst of the threat posed by Saudi extremists, whose ranks have been depleted, should end this summer.
For example, I don't think they will be able to succeed in attacking an oil installation or a port or storming an embassy or storming a government department, but would they be able to attack us right here, sitting in a hotel lobby? Oh, yeah, God forbid, yeah, it is possible.
But the fact that several of the militants managed to escape in a high-speed car chase during yesterday's drama gives credence to the view of many other observers that the battle to end extremism here will be slow and that the Saudis will be living with the threat of terror a good deal longer. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jeddah.